Breaking news this morning. One person is dead. Four others are injured after a shooting overnight at a local hookah lounge. Michael Grace is at the scene in the WRL Breaking News Tracker with what we've learned in the last few hours.
And some people were forced out of their apartments overnight after a fire broke out at a Raleigh apartment complex. What we've learned about the damage.
And we are going to start the day with a lot of sunshine, but this disturbance to the west will bring rain coming up. I'll show you the timeline.
Plus, what we expect to learn from the Raleigh Police Department's five-day report after officers shot and killed a man near Ligon Magnet Middle School. A lot to get to on your Monday morning, April 3rd. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for NHU.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you along here. Monday, that brings the end of the Dreamville Festival.
Yes.
Huge event over the weekend. We'll wrap that up for some folks, as well as what's ahead this week, work-wise and weather-wise. Peter Sherwood is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with that first look from our live cam network.
Taking a live look at Rocky Mount this morning, it is gorgeous as we get our Monday started. We are seeing mostly clear conditions, and we expect a lot of sunshine for the drive into work. Clouds are going to build in today. We're likely to see them roll in around the lunch hour, and some showers off west will gradually build in as we head into the evening commute. It is expected to be soggy around the 6 o'clock hour with some light showers moving in. That rain will gradually move out, but some lingering showers will be possible as we head into the overnight hours. Very spotty in nature, drier conditions moving in by Tuesday morning. So the drive into work on Tuesday should be just fine. Check out our temperatures right now. It's 46 degrees out the door. Yes, it's a little chilly. You're going to need that jacket for this morning in the triangle. We will get our temperatures to gradually warm up into the 70s today. It's going to feel so nice out there with a high temperature of 72. We are tracking additional storm chances as we head into the week. Coming up, I'll let you know the next front that could arrive.
All right, Peter, thanks for that. We have breaking news we're following this morning. One person is dead. Four others are hurt after a shooting at a local business. Police were called to the Velux Hookah Lounge on Yadkin Road in Fayetteville just before 11 last night. They spent all night at that scene, and Michael Grace has been there with them, and he joins us from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Michael, what can you tell us?
Yeah, well, police on scene here say this investigation is going to take a long time. Now, the shooting happened in the parking lot, but it stemmed from an altercation that started inside the hookah lounge. So not only are they going through the evidence in the parking lot, they've also got to go through the hookah lounge itself and go through that evidence in there as well. But I'm going to get behind the camera and show you just part of what this investigation looks like. A very large scene. They've got the whole parking lot roped off as well as that hookah lounge. And right now they're actually taking away cars that were involved in the shooting to use for evidence. A lot of these cars had their windows shot out. But again, right now we know that one person is dead. Four others injured. One of those people who was injured is in critical condition. I'm also still working with investigators to find out if they have anybody in custody at this time.
Live in Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And we're also tracking some breaking news in Raleigh. Police are investigating an early morning fire at the Oak Park West townhomes. Officers say flames broke out around 1 o'clock this morning at the complex on Sharp Drive. They say the flames caused heavy damage to several units. We are working to learn how many people were forced out. Luckily, no one was hurt. Investigators say they're looking into the cause of the fire. They tell us they don't think this is arson, but they are looking at every factor.
Today, we'll learn more about the man shot and killed by Raleigh police near Ligon Magnet Middle School. Officers are expected to release their five-day report on that shooting. WRL's Naya Harden is live with what this report could reveal about last week's encounter that sent the school into lockdown. Naya?
Yeah, Jeff, usually these five-day reports, they are able to give us a timeline as to what happened. And so this one, we are hoping that it will give us a timeline of what happened before the shooter was shot and killed by police. And we could also learn the shooter's name today. Raleigh police say a man, he fired several shots at them and others last Monday morning near Ligon Magnet Middle and Rock Quarry Road. The shots hitting cars as well as two police vehicles. And all police say the gunman fired five shots. No one else was hurt. Once the report is released, we will have that update for you on WRAL and the WRAL News app. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
This evening, Durham City Council will meet for the first time since one of its members was accused of corruption. Members could vote to take action against Monique Holsley Hyman. And WREL's Laura Levine has been keeping up with this developing story. She joins us from downtown Durham. Laura?
Michelle, good morning. Yes, a very big day for city council members who are meeting here at City Hall behind me. Now, according to a resolution, some city council members are calling for a censure for Holsley Hyman, saying that her actions do not meet the standards expected of council members. Now, at last week's very tense meeting, the city attorney revealed an investigation is already underway into Holsley Hyman. She is accused of offering a developer support for a project in exchange for a campaign donation, and also unrelated to that, using a city staffer for campaign work. Now, the accusations led to an outburst between members of city council. Councilman Leonardo Williams shared this statement last night on the matter. He says, given all the recent events surrounding city council, I'm sure a lot of you may find it hard to have faith in the council. I'm frustrated, saddened, and disappointed too. He goes on to say, in all of the darkness, I see hope for better times ahead, calling on council members to heal and rekindle their passion to serve and move forward. Again, council members are calling for that censure to happen. That vote will take place at tonight's 7 p.m. meeting. Laura Levine, WREL News, we're live in Durham.
Happening today, former President Donald Trump is set to arrive in New York City ahead of his arraignment on criminal charges. Trump's expected to fly in from his Florida estate today and spend the night at his home in Trump Tower. He said he will then surrender voluntarily tomorrow morning for his first court appearance. Sources tell NBC News he faces more than 30 counts linked to business fraud. We don't know exactly what those counts are. We'll find out when the grand jury indictment is unsealed tomorrow. We do know the charges stem from an alleged hush money payment in 2016 to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Trump plans to speak after his arraignment.
Security is ramping up at the courtroom where former President Trump is expected to appear tomorrow. Police are putting up barricades and road closures are expected. While Trump has called for protests, it is unclear if people will show up. The former president's advisors say if the case goes to trial, they are concerned whether it will be fair. His lawyers have not asked for a change of venue yet and are waiting to see the charges before they make any decision.
Cleanup is underway this morning at Dick's Park after a jam-packed weekend dedicated to hip-hop and R&B. Fayetteville rapper J. Cole and popular rapper Drake closed out the two-day Dreamville Music Festival held at Dick's Park. Drake brought out some iconic artists during his set, including 21 Savage, Lil Wayne, rappers Uzi Vert, and Glorilla. Drake and 21 Savage recently released a joint album. Tens of thousands came to hear from other big-name acts, including singers Usher, Ari Lennox, and Summer Walker. We spoke with the festival's design director about the art at the event.
We also created several different environmental bars, right? Pieces that are both functional and photo ops, you know, aesthetic pieces that merge and sort of form to create the vibe.
Vibe. Raleigh police say there were no arrests on the second day. They did respond to various medical calls, though.
Raleigh city crews worked through the night to clear out a tree blocking a busy road. Take a look at this. A large tree fell on parked cars on South Boylan Avenue near Caribous Street. That's about three blocks from Dick's Park. This is video from WREL's Eric Miller. Our crews checked out the scene just before 4 o'clock this morning. They say the tree has been removed and the road is back open.
We're working to learn the identity of a bicyclist struck by a freight train in Dunn. Authorities were on the scene near East Divine Street around midnight Saturday. Video from our WREL breaking news tracker shows a crumpled bicycle caused by the impact near that location. The accident is still under investigation.
Coming up, new developments in the homicide investigation of Stephen Smith. The steps taken over the weekend to determine how he died.
Plus, a famous piece of artwork has landed at a school in Florida in hot water and will break down. How a picture of the David statue resulted in the school's principal being fired. Take a live look outside of Zebulon right now. It's going to be a clear morning. Rain is on the way, though, and there's a chill in the air. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood will tell us when our best chances for those showers will be.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back, everyone. We have mostly clear conditions going on for this morning. Those mostly clear skies that we're seeing over Raleigh and across our viewing area, allowing us to see temperatures in the 40s and 30s. So it is chilly out the door in Roxborough at 36 and 46 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. We are going to be dry for the first half of the day, but changes are on the way, especially as we head for the evening commute. Rain chances up to a 30% chance at 5 o'clock, a 40% chance by 7. Those showers are going to linger into the overnight hours before gradually clearing out. Today is also going to be a warm one with a high temperature of 73 degrees. It is going to be nice this afternoon.
And good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRAL Live Center. The weather's already wreaking havoc all across the Midwest, particularly here in Wynn, Arkansas. This is the first United Methodist Church in Wynn, Arkansas, just dealing with the devastation of a tornado over the weekend. That cleanup continues this morning, but as you can see there, they still held Palm Sunday services there on the grounds outside that church. The pastor said this, you couldn't think of a better place to hold this type of service. And this was the first time many of the parishioners were seeing the devastated church after that tornado blew through. The governor, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, met with the pastor as well over the weekend. But that cleanup continues this morning.
The body of Stephen Smith, who was found dead along a rural Hampton County road back in 2015, has been exhumed. Smith was a former classmate of Buster Murdoch, the surviving son of recently convicted killer Alec Murdoch. Attorneys for the family said Smith's body was exhumed Friday and a second autopsy was completed this weekend. Smith's death was originally ruled a hit and run, but the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division recently announced that the death is being investigated as a homicide.
Police say a driver who fell asleep at the wheel caused a two-car crash in Johnston County. Police tell us the driver of a Dodge Charger fell asleep and slammed into a guardrail on I-40. And moments later, another car swerved to avoid the crash and ended up in the median. The driver of the Dodge is charged with failure to maintain lane control.
Members of the Franklinton community are remembering the life of a 19-year-old murdered back in January. Nearly 100 people gathered at a church yesterday to honor Hamilton Woods. He was shot on Kerrigan Lane in Youngsville. We spoke with the senior pastor at Michener's Grove Baptist Church about the vigil.
This was very important to the family, to the community, to see the number of people that was out here, to have the support for the family, and also to make sure that the justice take place, is served for this family.
Two teens are charged in Woods' murder, Gavin Miller and Dylan Piper. They are due back in court next month.
Votes could begin this week on a $30 billion plan to spend your tax dollars. The North Carolina House is working on passing its budget plan. A lot of the money will go towards raises for teachers and state employees, particularly in hard-to-fill jobs where lower salaries are causing vacancy rates upwards of 20%. There's a lot of new rules in the budget House Republicans proposed, some of which are controversial. You can find a full breakdown of the budget plan and what's inside on nccapitol.com.
A funeral is planned today for former North Carolina Senator David Hoyle. Hoyle died on March 29th. He served 9 terms in the North Carolina Senate and also served as Secretary of the NC Department of Revenue. His funeral will be held in Gaston County. Governor Roy Cooper ordered all flags at state facilities to half staff in his honor.
Another train derailment to talk about, this time in Montana. It happened in the western part of that state Sunday. No word on whether the train was carrying anything. Montana Rail Link says there's no threat to the public. No hazmat team had to be called. No injuries were reported. The railroad is investigating the cause of the derailment.
Well, the day is finally here for people to weigh in on a proposal that would change more than 200 addresses in one area. The plan would rename roads and renumber addresses along the NC-24 corridor in Sampson County. Local officials say this is needed to ensure efficient emergency response following recent construction changes. A public hearing is set for 6 o'clock tonight at the county's auditorium on Rowan Road. A Florida charter school will lose access to teaching materials after some parents complained over the use of Michelangelo's David statue in a sixth grade class. Parents said they were upset the school did not tell them ahead of time about the lesson. The statue shows a nude male body. The school's principal was fired. Now the college that supplies the school with its curriculum has revoked the school's license. The college says the situation has been a distraction to its mission. And turning now to weather, meteorologist Peter Shearwood tracking what we're seeing going around the country right now. We're pretty quiet for now, Peter.
Yeah, we are seeing quiet conditions, mostly clear skies in the overnight hours, and then a lot of sunshine will be possible for this morning out the door. I want to point your attention to what's going on in Memphis as well as Mississippi. You can see this disturbance moving there. That will continue to lift towards the north and east and bring us our rain chances as we head into the evening commute and tonight. So do plan for beautiful conditions as we get our Monday started. It's going to be so nice out there. We have a flow out of the south that will help us warm up as well. Clouds are going to build in throughout the day, and I think as we head into the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to start to see some of those showers move into the triangle. Rain moderate at times possible around 6 o'clock, and we will get those temperatures to be on the mild side even into this evening. We will likely see our rain chances ease up just a little bit overnight, turning spotty and then scattered out in nature as we head into tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning for the drive into work, I think things should be quiet. So our rain chances are up today to a 40% chance. That 20% chance is in for the early morning hours on Tuesday. Much of the day on Tuesday, we will be dry, looking good on Wednesday. And then our rain chances picking up again as we head into the end of the week, leading into the weekend. I do want to show you here this front that is going to be moving across the Midwest on Wednesday, likely to bring tornadoes as well as severe storms across the Midwest on Wednesday. This will be one to watch as it moves closer and closer to us. It will weaken, and we will track the potential for this front to set up around Thursday, and we could potentially see some showers and isolated thunderstorms leading into Friday. The stationary front will stay just towards the south of us. And because it's just towards the south of us and with this high pressure to the north, we are going to continue to get rain to move in as we head throughout the weekend. Do plan for soggy conditions as of now for Saturday. Looking live outside at downtown Raleigh, what a gorgeous view we are waking up to. We have temperatures that are in the 40s right now at 46 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. Come this afternoon, we're on an onward climb into the 70s, looking at a high temperature of 73 degrees. It's going to be so nice out there for today in terms of our temperatures warming up into the 70s. We will have temperatures climbing into the 80s for this week, 81 Tuesday, 86 on Wednesday. The numbers are above normal for this time of the year, but a cool down is on the way as we head into the weekend.
All right, jumping into April with some 80s. How about
86.
It? Thanks, Peter. Yeah.
Wow.
Southwest Airlines is making changes to reduce the amount of flights canceled by severe weather. We'll tell you about the billion-dollar investment the company made.
And we have an update on the Pope this morning as we head into this Easter week. When you walk into a movie theater or turn on your television, you don't always know what you're going to get. David Daniel has two examples in today's Hollywood Minute.
And happy midsummer. Skål!
April Fools. Moviegoers in New York on April 1st thought they were going to see a director's cut of Ari Aster's 2019 film, Midsummer. Instead, they were the first public audience to see Aster's new film, Beau is Afraid, starring Joaquin Phoenix as a paranoid man whose attempts to get home to his mother result in a series of bizarre adventures. The horror comedy opens in select theaters April 21st.
They've got to keep it together before it all comes crumbling down.
Your father suffered a pretty bad spinal injury when you all thrashed him around like a rag doll.
The new adult animated sitcom Royal Crackers is about family, money, power, and snacks. Series creator Jason Ruiz says he was inspired by the HBO drama Succession.
What if you made a show where it was like the stakes were that high about a company, but they were just the most inane, crappiest company ever, and you just treated it with that amount of stakes for the characters that they just really were fighting over this bar of gold that to the audience was just like, what are you fighting over?
Royal Crackers is now playing on Adult Swim. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Southwest Airlines says it has a new plan to prevent widespread flight cancellations because of severe weather. Last December, the airline canceled nearly 17,000 flights, stranding about 2 million people who were flying over the busy holiday season. Southwest says it'll now add more winter equipment and staffing at airports. It will also invest more than $1 billion in technology upgrades. The airline says that'll help restart quicker when things go down because of extreme weather by improving communications and decision-making processes.
Country pop star Kelsea Ballerini honored the six people murdered at an elementary school in Nashville last week during the opening of the Country Music Television Awards ceremony last night. Ballerini talked about the three children and three adults that were killed and the need to put an end to gun violence in the United States.
I pray deeply that the closeness and the community that we feel through the next few hours of music can soon turn into action, like real action, that moves us forward together to create change for the safety of our kids and our loved ones.
Last week's attack at the Covenant School was the deadliest school shooting in nearly a year.
Pope Francis is back with the Catholic faithful for Holy Week. Pope presided over Palm Sunday Mass yesterday, one day after leaving a Rome hospital where he was being treated for bronchitis. He thanked people for their concern. Fire overnight at a Raleigh apartment complex forces some people from their homes. Details on how many units were damaged.
And one person is dead, four others are injured after a shooting overnight at a local hookah lounge. Michael Grace is at the scene and the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what we've learned in the last few hours.